Talking now in our morning conversation with Tim Osmondson from Winnebago Hancock Chapter of Pheasants Forever. And Tim, thanks for joining us this morning.
Morning, Carl. Thanks for having me on.
And we're talking about the banquets coming up. I mean, obviously, we're getting around to pheasant hunting season, so banquets usually right around the kickoff of that. So this year, no exception.
Yes. It's our 38th annual banquet. It's going to be happening November 5th at Friendship Hall here in Forest City. Doors will be opening at 5 p.m. and the meal will be served at 6:30, so there'll be some dining in between there, and you can play some games and stuff like that, look at the raffles and that kind of stuff.
And Pheasants Forever has been doing this, like you said, 38th annual banquet, so you guys have been doing this for a long period of time. What sorts of things has Pheasants Forever been doing with the money that you raise it at the banquet?
A lot of it goes, we do a lot of youth stuff. You know, last year we helped host our fifth annual mentor hunt, which got 34 youth the opportunity to get outdoors and experience the thrill of bird hunting. You know, just this is in the last 12 months, you know, we partnered with Northern Prairie Pheasants Forever on a 40-acre land acquisition just east of Forest City. We put a lot of money towards, we have a youth outdoor day every year. We usually get around 100 kids. Unfortunately, this summer, it was in June, we had bad weather that weekend, so we didn't get to even have that at all. So looking forward to picking that back up next year.
And you talked about the banquet. Obviously, it's kind of the signature event of the group. And there's, you know, a lot of different things going on, a lot of ways for you to be participate in that. There's also different sponsor levels if you want to be a part of it. You can be just a regular sponsor and come to the banquet, but there are different levels of sponsorship if people are so inclined.
Yeah, we have four different levels now we're doing for major sponsorship levels. We got a major sponsor, we've got a gold sponsor level, a platinum sponsor, and a diamond sponsor level. And if anybody's interested in that, they can talk to any of the committee members at the banquet, or if you know of any of us, reach out to us and we'll see what we can help you out with.
And if somebody's looking to get tickets, get signed up for the banquet, who do they need to contact?
We'll give you Josh Diven's phone number. It'd be 515-708-2371 or Lee Kiewit at 641-425-1006 or Todd Farland at 641-590-4929.
And so that kind of covers the gamut of the county, you know, down here in the Forest City area, up towards Buffalo Center, over towards Lake Mills. There's somebody that you can contact locally that you probably already know if you want to get involved.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Along with this, you've got a bunch of different games and prizes. Talk a little bit about some of the prizes, maybe some of the raffle prizes, some of the things that are that you can possibly win if you come to the event.
Well, we're going to have, there'll be a ton of prizes, obviously, starting like with winning shotguns, rifles, handguns, variety of hunting gear, wildlife prints, different outdoor decor, coolers and more, you know, and we have a silent auction and a live auction the night of our banquet. We also have another deal. We do a cash raffle that goes on every year, and we pre-sell tickets for that. We have some like one $500 winner, four $250 winners, and five $100 winners. And a lot of that money, most of the proceeds go to our youth shooting sports teams, which there's one out of I think Lake Mills area's got one, Ventura area and Garner has one. And I think there's 4-H Shooting Sports. We support them pretty heavily too. So most of all the proceeds for that go to them shooting sports teams.
And like you talked about, you know, your conservation, because obviously you like to hunt, but you also want to make sure that there's the opportunities down the road for the kids, your grandkids, the people coming after us, so there's still that opportunity to have that thrill of hunting.
Absolutely. If we don't get the kids involved now, there won't be a future for hunting.
And if somebody is interested, you gave the names, Josh Diven, Lee Kiewit, Todd Farland, you can contact any of them, or any, I'm guessing, basically any Pheasants Forever member would be willing to get committee member be able to help you out.
You bet, absolutely.
So
that'd be great.
Well, Tim, once again, the banquet's going to be November 5th, and If you're interested, memberships and banquet tickets are ready to go. Do you know what the cost is on the tickets?
I believe a membership and a meal is $65. That gives you, like say, a Pheasant Forever, yearly Pheasant Forever membership, a meal. You can buy an extra ticket, meal ticket at the door for an additional $25.
So you can bring your wife, you can bring your buddy, just whoever you want to come with.
Absolutely.
So if you're interested, Pheasants Forever annual 38th Annual Banquet is Saturday, November 5th at Friendship Paul in Forest City. Tim, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Carl.
That's Tim Osmondson with the Winnebago Hancock chapter of Pheasants Forever. For Morning Conversation, this is Carl Woldridge on KIOW.